Men like to show off, right?
Oh, yeah, we do.
And in that way, this makes sense. Mm. But that's the only way this really makes sense. Because, Tommy, men are also very possessive.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with their ladies.
That's mine.
It seems this new lifestyle has guys letting their buddies take a test drive of this thing that is nearest and dearest to them.
So are these dudes watching? They're just sitting and watching?
It sounds like it.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room. Watch just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Are either of you familiar with the term hot wifing?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
A story in the Post does a deep dive on this new phenomenon, and it is very simple. Men allow their friends to sleep with their wife.
And then they're there watching you, like a voyeur almost?
So I think it's less voyeur. I mean, although maybe there are some guys that are into that.
You have no role in this.
No, you're just there watching your buddy have sex with your wife.
So you're watching.
You are watching.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Whether you're watching or not, you do not have a role.
Okay.
You do not play a role.
Right. But you know what's happening.
So the idea is the sex that you have with your wife is so good, you want your friend to see what he's missing.
Okay.
And he gets to go with her.
He's not missing it anymore.
Well, he gets to go with her once, Kimmy.
Okay.
And that's all he gets. And then he gets to see how great your experience is and has to give your wife back. And it sounds like swinging if swinging only went one way.
Yeah.
Right.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So Story in the Post talks to a guy named Logan, which, by the way, is the most name for what you would.
Yes.
Right? Oh, you let your buddy sleep with your wife? What's your name? Logan. Quote Logan.
Yeah.
It's kind of like letting your friend test drive your car.
Mm.
He gets to see how well it rides.
I don't have to clean the seats after you test drive my car, hopefully.
He goes on. It creates a sense of pride. You get a taste of what my life is like. So literally and
okay. Yeah. Show off. It's a show-off move.
The ultimate.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Does this make sense to either of you guys?
No.
Okay.
Because I don't get what... I get like, you know, some guy that gets turned on watching a guy bang his wife.
Okay.
But he's doing it out of pride. It's, yeah. It's not even
it's
like
not
a,
even
sexual,
a sexual thing.
No.
Right. It's just like
a weird, like, yeah, like you feel like more masculine or something.
Look what I got, buddy.
And you don't.
It's like showing off your 75-inch flat screen.
That's exactly what it's
right.
Like. Yeah. Now, look. Far be it for us to shame consenting adults when they're doing something that makes them happy.
No way, man.
She's into it, sure.
Yeah, go do whatever you want. But what makes this a head-scratcher is it's two things that men are known for in direct opposition with each other.
Mm.
Because, Tommy, we know men love to show off.
Yeah.
I want you to be jealous of what I have. And they'll let you try. Every one of your buddies will let you try the stuff they have so you can tell them how great it is, right? You heard that quote from Logan. So in that way, this makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, men are possessive.
Mm-hmm.
And we know guys that would try to fight men just for looking at their wives around.
Right.
This is your buddy banging your wife.
Yeah. Which means she would also have to be in on this, you want me to bang your buddy because I'm so good at this.
What if your wife's better, or what if your buddy's better at it than you?
It's impossible. No chance.
And what do you, like if you're sitting there, all right, so let's say your buddy's banging your wife.
Yeah.
And let's say you're going to sit there and watch.
Okay.
Is there any, like, conversation going on? Like,
pretty sweet, huh?
What I tell you about that vagina, right?
That probably would actually be happening.
Yeah.
You couldn't, I mean, if you're doing
I mean,
it.
If you're making this decision, maybe it's not, maybe there's no conversation you could have that could be awkward if you're all cool with this.
I mean, let's put it this way. You would have to be so freaking sure.
So confident.
No, and not forget confident.
Yeah.
So sure this is what you wanted to avoid total disaster. Because like there are things we think we'd like that it turns out we do it, and it's like, this isn't for me. Imagine you're like, I'm into this, only to start watching your wife get banged by your buddy
and
go,
a second.
I don't like it at all. Like, what do? Shut it down?
I guess you could.
You couldn't at that point because you're in mid-pump, right?
You can't give your buddy blue balls.
And sometimes guys like... So let's say he's banging your wife. But, try her mouth, too. Her mouth is fantastic, man. Like, you'd start, like, over. Bro, if she's into it, roll her over. Like, what do you say? Because, you know, some guys want you to get the full experience. Then he'd have to go afterwards, what'd you think, right? It's pretty sweet.
Well, you would, right? You would ask. Like, you would have to ask for a review.
I mean, if this is the purpose you're doing it for.
You got to hope that you don't have a really honest buddy. I've had better.
Yeah.
Like, you'd also, even if it wasn't good, you'd have to lie to your buddy.
Because to your point, like, just because sex is great between you two doesn't mean, like, this new, like, awkward first-time interaction potentially is going to be any good at all.
You know, it's funny you bring that up because, like, there's two ways that goes, right? Like, you've met people where you've had the first sexual interaction. It wasn't bad, but, like, it took time to build sexual chemistry.
Sure. Well, a relationship.
And then there are those people you've met where it's, like, mind-blowing out of the gate. And then, you know, eventually time, if you're with them, takes away that excitement.
Right.
Right? So, like, which one would be more likely in this scenario?
Well, I think I'm going to need a few more goes at her before I have an opinion, so I'll be back tomorrow.
Wouldn't it bother you, too, if your wife was, like, all about this?
Yes.
Like, wouldn't that kind of say, like, she would be obviously attracted to your buddy enough to want to do this?
I mean, I guess that...
I would think that would sit in the back of your mind for a while.
All right, so there's we've talked about only the men so far.
Yeah.
Right? 252-WCMF. Again, we're talking about this new term called hot-wifing. There's a story about it in the New York Post this week. And long story short, it's guys that are asking their friends to bang their wives to show off how great sex with their wife is. Mm. They sit in the room, they watch it. And guys compare it to, like, letting your buddy test drive your car, which is super insulting to your wife.
Yes.
I guess asking her to bang your friend is also kind of insulting. So, Kimmy, the women interviewed in this story also
that are
into the hot wifing thing also say they love it, but not for the reasons you'd think.
Okay, so why are they digging it?
Several of the women said it had a profound effect on their romantic relationship with their husbands in a positive way.
Mm. How?
One woman named Rebecca said, and I quote, "It brought a whole new level of comfort and security to our relationship."
Why? Because your buddy sucks so bad? Like, is it one of those things where he thinks, like, you know, she's going to hate this so much that, like, she's never going to want to be with anybody but me?
Well, she went on to say they've discovered love and sex are two very different things. Another woman who was nameless in the article said that her experience was a building block of love and trust, which keeps their marriage getting stronger and stronger day by day.
Okay.
I mean, I guess if it works for you, keep doing it.
Wow.
I can't imagine that would... I don't know. I would think that would just lead to so much other stuff down the road that like would be hard to navigate.
So who, like...
Because, like, how do you continue a relationship with that buddy?
Right.
And then what if he has a partner later on? Like what, let's say he starts dating, and now you got to explain to this new woman, like,
I ain't saying nothing.
So does he get to brag to his buddies about what a good time he had with your wife?
Do you want other people
to
know?
I really enjoyed Ted's wife's breast meat last night. Man, that was tasty.
I think there's collective bargaining up front.
Okay.
You sit down and you discuss, you know, you can brag, you can't. You tell everybody you don't. Well, I mean, I guess to your point, right? Like, if you're doing it to show off, you would want them to
You want to spread the word how great your wife is.
But then again, I mean, if we compare this to swinging, there are people that most people listening right now know someone who swings and they don't even know. They keep that lifestyle private because they don't want people judging them for it. So I don't know. That's a good question.
Because chances are you got more than one buddy. Would those other guys be offended that you selected this dude of all of them to do this with?
What if they start making requests, man? You know, Chuck got to make a run at her.
Maybe that's where the wife's choice comes in here. Like, you pick a buddy.
Well, I think she already picked the buddy.
Well, I guess I didn't think about that. I assumed in this scenario that the guy would be like, please have sex with my buddy Frank. But maybe, I mean, maybe the wife is like, okay,
I get to
choose the buddy I want.
Right. I think that would bother you, though.
A lot of work involved.
Yeah.
And would you want that out, like, into the general public?
No.
Like, to your family, your granny?
I mean, look.
Your nieces and nephews?
I'm going to say no, but Logan's a pretty unique name, and he did an interview in the New York Post, so.
You'd have to be a very open person.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, like, beyond what just happened in the bedroom. That's what I'm saying. Like, it has to go out to your friends and family and coworkers because it's not going to stay quiet.
I mean, bro, that's not necessarily true.
Bro, you can't keep nothing quiet no more, man.
Again, there are plenty of people living, as they put it, alternative sexual lifestyles, and you have no idea.
I think they're all going to get exposed.
You're right. I think those people that live that way can keep it quiet because, like, it's you're also around, like, a lot of you're doing this with like-minded people who feel the same way. But I think, like, when you start mixing in that same circle, like, people are going to tell people. Like,
they are.
Especially
it's
when it involves
nature.
A bunch of friends and buddies and stuff. Like,
he ain't in some circle. You just pulled him into this weird thing you wanted to happen. It wasn't like you met your buddy at a swingers club. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
This is like, hey, You want to try this?
Yeah, but it's also kind of mutual destruction, because if people are going to judge you for letting your wife have sex with your buddy, they're going to judge the buddy for having sex with his buddy's wife. Cares, you don't think so? No.
If he cares about getting judged.
If he's just like a single dude in the situation, he's going to get the least judgment of everybody involved.
That guy is bragging.
You're going to tell me, if I sat here and told you a story that when I was 21 years old, a guy came to me, a buddy of mine, older buddy, and said, please have sex with my wife, you would not judge me for doing that?
A little bit, but you're not. You have no commitment in this relationship.
Yeah, you're a kid.
I understand. All right, let's change it.
It'd be a little strange, but you would be the one. I have more questions for the other two.
Okay, let's change the scenario. Let's say hypothetically, poof, I'm single. Right.
Okay.
And one of our coworkers, pick whoever you want.
Okay.
Says I'd like you to have sex with my
wife.
I'd
rather not put a name to that.
No, I'm just saying whatever.
Mm. Okay.
And I go, they asked me to have sex with their wife, and I go yes, and I do it. You would not judge 38-year-old me for that.
No, again, you're the single one.
You're single 38.
Like, yeah.
It would be like a weird choice. Like, I don't know why you would want to get into that situation, but like, I get why you really have nothing to lose.
Right.
Well, but you do. You have a friendship to lose. You have an uncomfortable situation.
But the couple, I'm guessing, has.
And he came to you. So.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to be like, hey, hey, Dave, can I bang your wife?
Right. I you're in the driver's seat, literally, all the way around.
Sure. Still.
Yeah,
I think you guys are underestimating the judgment that would come from that third person. Or the judgment that would come for that third person.
I understand, but
and again, like, if you're that buddy, and let's say you stay friends, everybody's cool, and more people start to come into the picture. Like, how does that? That's when your relationship is really going to be tested or changed, because now that buddy might think, or you might think that, well, can I reciprocate here?
Well, you know what's interesting? It's such a new idea. And again, all I know about this is what I read in an article in the New York Post, which is probably the worst sentence to start before you have a conversation. But I'm not sure if this is something you do on a regular basis, or if this is like a one and done for someone that you've known for a long time.
It sounds like a one and done, because you're just checking out how great she is, not saying come back for seconds and thirds.
But what if you're both into it?
Okay, well, then that's cool.
Do you go find more people?
Oh, like for your wife?
Yeah. Well, for you too, I guess, if you're into it.
That's kind of that. Now we're getting a little disgusting.
But that, well, okay.
Well, you kind of are, man.
What is disgusting?
Because now it's not about, now it's not, because you've gone beyond your friend's opinion about your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're just looking for people to bang your wife. Because if you start opening up the door to extended people, now you're just saying, I just want to watch you have sex with anybody.
Counterpoint, though. If you buy a Mercedes, you don't just want your neighbor to tell you it's cool. You want everyone to tell
you.
That is
true. Hey, you want to spread the word.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Brian. Hey, Brian, you're on CMF, buddy. What's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Brian. What's up?
So my brother-in-law and his wife, they've been married for, I don't know, like 12, 13 years or so, have four kids, and they have his wife's boyfriend living with them in their house.
Okay, so that's a polyamorous relationship, right? That's a little bit different than what we're talking here?
Yeah, but it's still weird, dude.
Can't argue with that.
All right, so Brian, let me back up, because I'm trying to make sure I understand. Your brother-in-law's wife, you said?
Yeah.
Brother-in-law's.
So that could be.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
That makes sense. Yeah.
All right, so.
It's not your sister. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
so she's a married woman.
Okay.
Yeah. She's a married woman with a boyfriend who also lives in the house.
Yeah, and their fourth kid, they said they were 75% sure it was her husband's kid. So, I mean, it
that's
could
be
her boyfriend's
birthday
kid. Yeah, so it's just a whole weird situation, and, like, yeah, I definitely judge very hard.
Okay, now, Brian.
Well, because you got kids involved.
Well, all right, but again, who are we? Well, the kids aren't consenting. All right, Brian, let me ask you this question, because, you know, we're talking about, everyone has an idea in their head of what these people would look like or act.
Mm-hmm.
Unbiased, Brian, unbiased. If you would have met these people before you found out, would you have thought this is something they were into?
No, not at all. And it started, like, I don't know, 6 years ago or so. Like, I guess she was working somewhere and one of her coworkers was like flirting with her all the time, and her husband found out and he was like turned on by it, and then that's how it all started.
Oh, so they're all in on it.
All right. Well, look, I mean, you are, it's a third off the rent.
Yeah, right, there you go.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay.
All I'm saying. All right, so Brian, this is not a lifestyle you could live.
No, definitely not, no.
Are you married? You got a girlfriend? What's the sitch?
Married for 10 years.
All right. If your wife came to you in a hypothetical situation and goes, listen, I was listening to this brilliant radio show, and then I turned on the break room and they were talking about this thing called hot wifing. And maybe this is something we should explore. Would you be offended by that?
I would think she's already doing stuff behind my back, and I'd probably be ready for divorce.
All right. Well, maybe
so we'll put you down for a maybe.
Hey, Brian, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right, guys, have a good one.
Yeah, like, so let's say you, I'm sorry.
Quiet, woman!
No, we both jumped in. Go ahead.
No, just saying, like, if you have, like, all right, so you're married, and your wife has a boyfriend, and you're all living together, and he's banging her and stuff. You get mad if he, like, you know, hey, did you eat my cereal, man? I had some cereal out here. Like, where do you draw the line at, like, what you're allowed to have in my house?
Good question.
It does seem complicated. It seems like it'd be complicated. Yeah. But I kind of understand that, like, that's a different lifestyle you're living. Like, that is something that you want that type of relationship. You are sexually attracted to this style of living, whatever. What is confusing to me about the hot wifing thing is you're not looking for a different lifestyle.
No.
This has nothing to do with, like, your relationship. It's just simply to show off. Like, you're not doing it even for a sexual reason of the time.
I'm sure that, like, I think that we're underestimating how showing off could be a turn on for guys.
Okay.
Yeah. It has a very pervy vibe to it.
Well, yeah, anything sexual has a pervy vibe to it.
But some I can wrap my head around, but like...
Christian missionary sex.
I guess my point is you don't want anything out of it but to just let somebody know what you got going on.
Right, which is a weird, perverted thing to have in your head. Like, it's not even a sexual thing. I just want to show off my wife's body, and I'm not really getting anything out of it. Is very, I can't fathom it.
Okay. I mean, I'm getting a lot of people, I'll just read Kenny. A lot of people are saying the same exact thing. What happens if your buddy is better than you in bed? I mean, you would have to be super confident.
Yep.
And maybe that's not even something you're worried about.
Yeah, it could be.
Right? Like, I mean, even if he's better than me in bed, my wife and I are so in love with each other that sexual pleasure from somewhere else isn't going to rock that boat. I mean, it is funny though. You know, as we talk about the confidence you would have to allow your wife to do this, how I've got five guys that wrote that. You brought it up here. What happens if the other guy's better than you?
Yeah.
How insecure we are sexually as grown-ass men.
Right.
Because if that's the first question that pops in your head, and I get it. You're not confident laying it down? You think your buddy's better than you?
Well, because...
Now I want to find out. Now it's a competition.
Because you'd also be watching... You didn't think about this. You'd also be watching your wife's reaction to the act in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And reading her face and her emotions while she's having sex.
Sure, sure.
That would be disturbing.
Unless you're into it.
But you don't know that
You're
yet.
You're right.
You haven't done this yet.
You're right.
Like, if she's in the throes of passion that you normally see just for you.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I think that might be the hardest thing to digest.
Oh, no, the hardest thing is your buddy.
To digest?
Depends on how far she's willing to go.
Well, wow, she had a big lunch, too. She's really enjoying that.
She is a household name.
Oh.
The second I say her name, you will immediately be able to picture her, what she looks like in your head.
Yeah.
And despite all of that, you will not be able to tell me a single thing she's ever done.
So I won't know why she's famous. I just know she's famous.
No, you'll know why she's famous.
But I don't know what she's done.
Ever.
Ever.
And
it's impossible.
This woman apparently is going to live out the rest of her life. Not that far from us.
No kidding.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. A story yesterday says that Yoko Ono will be living the rest of her life on an upstate New York farm.
I did see this, but I thought it was an April Fool's thing.
You know what? Now that you bring it up. Well, I guess it's not out of the question
either way. It would be a weird April Fool's thing, but I just was like blowing past all stories yesterday.
So upstate could be anywhere.
No, so it's east of the Catskills in upstate New York. West of the Catskills in upstate New York. So that would be within a day's drive of us. Mm-hmm. Like, if your wife wants to go apple picking or go to a bed and breakfast or go get maple syrup, you could be in line with Yoko Ono.
Yes.
So, by the way, she's 92 now.
Damn.
That makes sense. I mean, you can see somebody like that going long.
Yeah.
Healthy lifestyle, vegetarian.
Oh, is that what you meant?
Not a lot of stress, except for that one night.
Too soon, man. Too soon. It's Strawberry Fields Forever, not Strawberry Fields for 40-something years.
And her ethnicity tends to go long.
Okay.
What? She's Asian. Asian people live long. How's that bad?
Asian people in Asia.
Yeah, but I mean, I think if you have that gene, I think you go a little bit longer.
Okay, now we're going to have an environmental versus genetics debate in the break room.
If you want to, sure.
Gregory Mendel Mule.
No, but yeah, you see what you do.
What?
But you said.
You brought it
know,
up.
You don't even know what I said.
I know what you said.
What I said.
I wasn't talking about that guy.
He discovered that it doesn't matter. Tell me one thing Yoko Ono's ever done.
Fell in love with the right guy.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I mean, she was the wife of.
Yeah, but that's just it. She is a household name. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows who she is.
She married a celebrity.
Picture her immediately. But she's had a deep creative career. Yeah. She was, I mean, John Lennon met her while she was an artist. That's how they connected.
Well, she was not a musician, though.
No, well, I don't know.
She painted, right?
So, I mean, she was an artist. I don't know if she was
Didn't
doing...
Didn't she, try to contribute musically?
So did they mean like at an art gallery? I don't even
know.
So
the story I heard, and I don't know if this is like legend or whatever, is that she had a painting that was like up high in a gallery on a ceiling, and John Lennon had climbed this long ladder to get a look at it, was like taken in by it, and they met that way.
Okay.
And then the rest is history, so they say.
But yeah, she has no real talent.
Well, no, I mean, that's not true. You just don't appreciate what the talent is. I don't either. But you can't say that she's not talented.
But yeah, but she ain't famous for no painting.
She had stayed relevant for this long.
Yeah, but only because of her man and the horrible way that he died, and she was there at the moment.
Well, I mean,
you could say the same thing like Jackie O. Same thing.
She married
a famous guy, and she was there at the worst tragedy in the man's life.
Understood.
And that's the only reason you know her.
But she was also like style icon, like very popular.
She only became a style icon because she was standing next to JFK.
She did a national special. While she was first lady, where she walked America through the White House. Kimmy's right.
Everything I bought in the White House this week.
Mark Twain did it for her?
Mark Twain sat in here one night. I put him a nice scotch and soda.
You're just taking shots at every celebrity
I jumped on Mark Twain while JFK watched. Apparently he was into that.
All right, let me ask you a question.
What?
Yeah, let's say your wife wants to go apple picking.
Yeah.
You go east. You are in an apple orchard with Yoko Ono.
I would freak out.
Do you take a picture?
Oh, yeah.
How do you ask her? What do you say?
Oh, like I go up to her. Can I have my picture taken with
her? Well, because like normally you'd say I'm a huge fan. But
I don't think I'd do that. I think I would just take a picture of her.
Oh, that's not creepy at all.
I'll sneak up on her. She's used to that, right?
For God's sakes, Jesus. Man.
No, it's just a camera.
By the way, Mark David Chapman out of prison, so that would not be the best move.
And you know, from a distance. Well, you know, the short white guy.
But you get confused with Yoko Ono.
We're about the same age.
Yeah, you are, 92.
No, I would be, that would be something. I mean,
that would she's be, like, that's well, the most okay, old man way I, to say I'm excited.
I know she's iconic, to your point, think, for nothing.
Because, like, when was the last time you saw what she looked like? I mean, as a 92-year-old woman, you may not recognize
no,
her.
No, but if somebody said, like, that's, you know, if that's her, and
I'm
blown away. Even if
old. You're obviously going to be.
She still looks like her, by the way.
Does she?
I'm looking at her. I mean, she looks like an older version.
No, but even if she's not like, you know, in a scooter, you know, type of thing going around in a little rascal, that would still be really impressive.
Kimmy, would you ask for a picture with Yoko Ono?
I don't know. I think I would feel funny asking for a picture. I would feel awkward as it is.
But you could talk to her a little bit more than Pat and I could.
Why?
You went to that McCartney show.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw your boy Paul there. Remember him?
Hey, remember when like people thought you broke up the Beatles?
Thought.
Yeah, well, no. If you watch that documentary on Apple, it clearly shows that she had very
little tension.
Yeah.
Yeah. Please.
There's a great.
Yeah, like you can't even really bring up what you know her from.
Because you don't know. Because like you know, if you meet somebody, the first thing.
Hey,
you
ever go see the old gang at all? You know who's left.
The first thing you say to a celebrity when you want a picture is say, I'm a huge fan of yours, and then you name something. You could not do that with Yoko Ono. You would have to say, like, I love the Beatles. And
I could say this, like, yeah, you didn't like Ringo either, right? Kind of a dick.
To ask for a picture.
Yeah, I want her opinion on Ringo.
It seemed that her and Ringo got along great. Like, Ringo was the one that went to bat for the most after it was all done. He was the first one that publicly said she had nothing to do with the
breakup. That's Ringo, man. He's such a suck-up.
Okay. Did Yoko Ono?
Yeah, of course.
252 WCMF, a story yesterday, 92-year-old Yoko Ono, who everybody knows, despite the fact you can't name a single thing she's ever done, is going to live out the rest of her life on a farm, and the way they describe it is west of the Catskills in upstate New York. So it's a day's drive from here.
Yeah.
You could be in a small town and bump into Yoko Ono. It really sends home how unbelievably famous the Beatles were.
Oh, yeah.
Because they made this woman a household name.
A villain, too.
Just because she hung around.
Right.
That's rarefied air. Can you name another celebrity that had so much power that someone they were married to or hung around with became a household name?
Yeah, Monica Lewinsky with Bill Clinton.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, I mean,
but that's not so much Bill Clinton being famous. That's the power of the presidency.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to split hairs with you on that
okay.
one, much like he did, which got him in trouble.
I mean, this isn't somebody they dated, but like Kim Kardashian, she's really only famous.
The whole damn family, really.
Okay. Because of her dad.
You're right. Good call.
Because of OJ.
But yeah. But there was a machine behind her to make her famous. Yoko Ono has never like gone out of her way to find fame.
So I would say like a Jackie O type of person or an Ivanka Trump.
Okay.
Who has been with a powerful person.
Ivanka Trump, I'll give you. I would even argue Jackie O is the power of the presidency, not the person she was with.
Okay.
But although... Again, she was the youngest first lady we had seen in forever.
And she was stylish, to your point. She was like a movie star.
Yeah, I heard she wasn't stylish until that day in Dallas, dick.
She was put together that day.
Look who's coming around.
You're a monster.
Why am I a monster?
You're a monster. No, because like I guess maybe you can make the argument for Elvis and Priscilla Presley.
Oh, absolutely, Priscilla.
She had acting roles afterwards. I mean, she was in all the...
Yeah, but again, like, none of that would have happened.
I understand.
You know what I'm saying?
I think we're having two separate arguments, because if you said to me Priscilla Presley, I would say Elvis, and then I loved her in the Naked Gun movies. If you said to me Kim Kardashian, I would say...
Well, that was a beaver.
I would say, yeah, Dad, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. If you say Yoko Ono, I'd say John Lennon, and I'm done talking.
Okay.
Yeah.
And by the way, if you want to have a good laugh today, just to show like how strange the dynamic between Yoko Ono and John Lennon was... John Lennon did a television appearance with what I believe was, I think it was Chuck Berry. And they were going to play a song together. This was after the Beatles broke up.
Oh.
And Yoko Ono was on stage. And John and Chuck Berry are playing together, and they're all having a grand old time.
Mm-hmm.
And Yoko Ono starts just yelling into the mic.
Yeah, she was doing that in the documentary.
And Chuck Berry, there's like an accidental close-up on his face, and he's like, what the hell is that? And like they slowly turn her mic down while they're doing this live television.
No kidding.
YouTube it. It's one of the funniest things you will ever see.
It's got to be. I got to check it out.
Brilliant.